demands tolerance, except when it comes to tolerating Christians. We're told to show tolerance to every group and every belief system that comes along, but we are not allowed or expected to receive that same kind of tolerance for our beliefs. Our culture is changing, and we're quickly becoming like ancient Rome just before it fell. Rome was full of debauchery and perversions of all kinds, and those things were not only accepted, but they were celebrated. The ancient Romans valued games and entertainment, but not really family or marriage. They made heroes out of entertainers and athletes. Since they were the most powerful country in the world, they thought they could do pretty much whatever they wanted and have pretty much whatever they wanted. They became greedy and materialistic. Does any of that sound familiar? Our culture is changing. And now more than ever, now more than any other time in our lifetimes at least, we need Christians who will take a stand. Now, let me take the risk of going off script here for a minute. And just say to you that while culture is changing, and while it's becoming more and more difficult for us to be us and to be comfortable, this is not a surprise. This is exactly what Jesus told us would happen. We just always thought it'd happen to somebody else. This is the way the world is going to work, and brothers and sisters, because I love you, you got to know it's really only going to get worse until he comes back. Okay? Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Don't be mad and angry and upset. This is the way that he knew it would happen. So instead of getting surprised and shocked and upset and angry, this morning we're going to talk about how are we going to face the changing culture around us? What is that going to look like, and what is it going to require of us? And with that in mind, I want to say to you this morning that we need Christians who are willing to be strong and courageous. We don't need any more Christians roaming the streets allowing the world to tell them who they are or what they should do. We don't need any more Christians who show up at work but do just enough to get by, or act just like all the other workers who have no reason to do their best. We don't need any more Christians who allow the movies or the other media to tell them what to think or what to believe or how to behave. We need Christians who will take a stand for what is right. We need Christians who will take a stand for what is true. We need Christians who will be strong. And that's what I want us to talk about this morning. How Scripture calls us to be strong. What does that look like, and how do we accomplish it? Look with me, if you will, in the book of Ephesians. We're in Ephesians. We're going to start in chapter 6 at verse 10. And Ephesians chapter 6 at verse 10. If you'll join me there, we want to learn what we can from Scripture about how to be strong as culture around us makes it more and more difficult for us to be who God calls us to be. Ephesians chapter 6 at verse 10. Finally, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Folks, that means our struggle is not against each other. Our real struggle is not against other people. Even if they look different than us or vote different than us, our struggle is not really against flesh and blood. The true struggle, he says, is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. All of those phrases there describe the spirit realm. And what he's saying is, as believers, you are now spiritual beings. Remember, Paul said that once we accept Christ and we really are saved, that we're made new creatures? That new creature is one that has been born a second time. Jesus said you must be born again. So what happens is when we accept Christ, we really believe Him, put our faith in Him, then our soul is born anew. We become spiritual beings. And as spiritual beings, then, he says, your fight is not with the people around you. Your fight now is in the spirit realm. Therefore, he provides for us what we need in order to fight in that spiritual realm. Verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. And then he goes on to describe that great armor that covers us from head to toe, literally head to toe, in spiritual terms, that we are protected and we are gifted with the weapons we need to fight the spiritual battles in which we find ourselves. He gives us what we need in order to accomplish what he tells us to do, and that is to be strong. Now, in order for us to do that, we need to think about a few things this morning. In order to be strong, there are a few things that we need to do and understand. The first one is to make sure that your strength comes from the right source. When he says, be strong, what does he say? Be strong, I'm in chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord. It's important that we understand the source of our strength and that we make sure that our strength comes from the right source. Some of you baseball fans may remember Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez was an amazing baseball player. We all were so impressed with him as we watched him play. He quickly earned kind of a nickname because everybody liked him. We called him A-Rod. You remember A-Rod? You may also remember that not long after he really rose to kind of be famous, that his nickname changed as we found out that he wasn't getting his strength from the right source. A-Rod became A-Roids, using the steroids for his source of strength. And we learned from that experience that it's important to make sure your strength comes from the right source. And Scripture's going to guide us in that as well. In order to help us make sure that we get our strength from the right source, let's think about a few things. First, some depend on government to make them strong. We're going to make sure we get ours from the right source. So to help us be careful with that, we're going to look at where people find strength. Some depend on government to make them strong. Now, I'm not being political. This is not about Democrat or Republican, conservative or liberal. It's a fact that you can't depend on the government to make you strong. The government may be able to make you safe and provide for your most basic needs, but the government cannot make you a strong person. It's not their job, and they're not capable of accomplishing it. So in Psalm 20, we're reminded that some trust in chariots and some in horses, the governmental power. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Be strong in the Lord. He is the source of our strength. Some people depend on the government to make them strong. Some people depend on other people to make them strong. It was a dark and stormy night. the thunder was rolling. And the little boy, about 4 years old, was scared. Lightning was flashing. The wind was beating against the window. And it was a frightening night. Mother was tucking the little boy into bed. She was about to turn off that light. And with that little tremor in his voice, he said, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" Mother smiled and gave him a big hug and said, "I can't, dear. I have to sleep with Daddy." After a silence of just a few seconds, as she turned to go, she heard him say, "That big sissy." We can depend on one another in life. We need to depend on one another in life. But other people are not the source of our strength. We need to have people close to us that we can trust. You need to have friends and family that you can rely on. But remember, they're just people. And because they're just people, they're going to make mistakes. Because they're just people, they're going to let you down. Because they're just people, they're not going to get everything right. They're human. Your strength needs to come from the one who never lets you down, from the one who can never make a mistake. Your strength needs to come from the one who never sleeps nor slumbers. We want our song to be that song in 2 Samuel. "For who is God besides the Lord? Who is a rock besides our God? God is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless in his way." Isn't that a great song? Be strong, but not because somebody tells you you're strong. Be strong in the Lord. Some folks make the mistake of depending on the government to make them strong. Some folks make the mistake of depending on other people to make them strong. And some folks make the mistake of depending on their own strength. Some try to be strong on their own. Maybe this represents you to a degree. It's in our Texan DNA. Strong, independent. Pull yourself up with your own bootstraps. There's a new guy at work, and he was kind of getting to know everybody there at the workplace. As he would get to know them, he just invariably wound up bragging, telling everybody how he single-handedly cut the tail off of a lion with a pocket knife. And there's one guy there at work, and the first time he heard the story, he kind of said, "Well, that's kind of bragging, that's kind of annoying, that's okay." But on through the day, then he went into the break room, and there was this guy, this new guy, telling everybody in the room how he had single-handedly cut the tail off of a lion with a pocket knife. So it started to kind of get irritating. Later on in the day, they were gathered around the water cooler, and as this fellow walked by, he heard the new guy talking again about how he had single-handedly cut the tail off of a lion with a pocket knife. And finally, this guy had had enough. So he went up to the new fella and he said, "I tell you what, you know, if you're really that great of a fella, if you're really that strong, that tough, why didn't you cut the head off that lion with your pocket knife?" And the guy said, "Well, somebody had already done that." We tend to kind of move into this very prideful, braggadocious kind of attitude that, "I got this. I see everybody around me and they all have problems and they're all confused and they keep making mistakes, but I got this." And you know what Scripture says, as soon as we kind of have that attitude, "I got this," pride sets us up and we wind up falling. God has a unique way of taking those who are proud and making them humble, and at the same time taking those who are humble and glorifying them, edifying them, putting them higher. Remember our verse, our theme verse for our church is John 15 and 5. Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. And notice the last part of that verse. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We make a mistake when we depend on our own strength. You were never intended to be a Christian, a strong Christian, on your own. That strength was never supposed to come from you. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit, so we wouldn't have to be on our own. You can't stand up to the enemy and the lost world on your own power. That's why He gave us the armor from head to toe. We need Him. And He doesn't want us to forget that we need Him. You remember we used to sing that old hymn? I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Some people try to be strong on their own. Well, the second thing that we want to learn as we consider how to be strong is not only to make sure that our strength comes from the right source, but secondly, we want to acknowledge your own weakness. We have to acknowledge our own weakness, recognize our need for His strength. In 2 Corinthians at 12, the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so eventually Paul said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. You see, he's not going to step in and strengthen you until you come to the place where you say, Christ, I'm weak and I need you. It is in our weakness that He becomes strong. If you're going to stand up and show the world who you are and what you've got and how you can do it all on your own, chances are God's going to let you. And He'll be there when you fall on your face. But what He'd rather do is let you make your life about Him instead of about yourself. If you make it about Him, that's saying, I recognize I'm not God. And in my weakness, He becomes strong. Remember Samson in the Old Testament? Samson and I have had a lot in common. Muscles, hair. Okay, maybe his muscles were a little bigger than mine. As long as he depended on the Lord and obeyed Him, he was strong. Samson started doing things his way. And he let down his guard. He put himself in a bad situation that cost him his hair and his strength. When we do things our way, we fail. When we do things God's way, He gives us strength. And so our verse says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That word for power, dunamis, is where we get our word dynamite. Be strong in the Lord and in the dynamite power of His strength. Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We have to acknowledge our weakness in order that He might be strong. And then third, not only do we have to make sure that our strength comes from the right source, and not only do we acknowledge our own weakness, but then finally we serve Him faithfully. He gives us that armor so that we can fight His battles. He's not going to help you stand up just so you can sit down. He's not going to protect you from head to toe so you can be a spectator. He wants you to be strong in Him, to put on that full armor so you can serve Him. And the cool thing is, the more you serve Him, the stronger you become. And so in order for us to be strong in Him, we want to serve Him faithfully. Those of you who know Paul Stripling, I know that you love him and respect him as I do. He has led Texas Baptist and particularly Waco Baptists for decades. And most of the time when he leads a public prayer, he will include in that prayer and most likely end the prayer reminding us of the same verse. He reminds us over and over of Revelation 2. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. I appreciate Dr. Stripling reminding us of that so often, because we need to be reminded. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. You be faithful the rest of your life, and know that when this life is over, the righteous judge will present to you the crown of everlasting life. You be faithful to Him throughout this life. As long as there is breath in your lungs and blood in your veins, serve the Lord. Serve Him and be strong. In your church, in your home, throughout the community, serve Him and be strong. Wherever you work, wherever you shop, wherever you play, wherever you live, serve Him and be strong. Ultimately, our goal as believers, in the midst of a changing society, in the midst of a world that is quickly unwinding, our goal, our purpose, our calling is to be strong. When the storm rolls in and the waters begin to rise, be strong. When disaster strikes and disease attacks, be strong. When the bills keep coming and the money stops coming, be strong. When your neighbor curses you and people gossip about you, be strong. When no one understands you and you feel all alone, be strong. When your friends turn their backs on you and your boss mistreats you, be strong. When life is not fair and no one seems to care, be strong. When the enemy tempts you and tries you, be strong. When the evil one tries to tear apart your marriage or pull you away from your family, be strong. When God calls you to do something big, be strong. When God wants you in His kingdom work, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Lord, grant that we as Your people may be strong. Strong in You, in Your power, Your might, by the power of Your Holy Spirit. As we are strong people, then help us to stand firm, not wavering, not tossed back and forth, not double-minded, as James describes it. But may we be people of faith that are not afraid to stand firm May we be people of faith that are strong for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name.